TV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Ngu Henry.
The main points. A new cement factory will be inaugurated in Kribi South Region by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, today. Social Affairs Minister Pauline Irene-Guinea will this morning in Yaoundé sign a memorandum of understanding between her ministry and the humanitarian organization CARE International on the protection and promotion of vulnerable persons in Cameroon. A European aid worker who was arrested 2 months ago in the Central African Republic over spying allegations has begun a hunger strike to protest the conditions of his detention. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, has arrived in the seaside resort of Kribi, where he is scheduled to represent President Paul Biya at the inauguration of a new cement factory this Friday. Joseph Diongute was received upon arrival by the governor of the South Region during an official ceremony organized at the entrance to the town. Our Star Building correspondent, Christian Cheatam, cables in from Kribi.
The official welcome ceremony in honor of the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, at the entrance to Kribi was attended by administrative officials, the elite, ordinary inhabitants of Kribi, and also supporters of the CPDM. The governor of the South Region, Felix Ngelengele, led the host of officials who received the Prime Minister when he stepped down from his vehicle. The official welcome then shifted to the inspection of the guard of honor. The representative of the President of the Republic walked past a cross-section of military and security units operating in Kribi. This was followed by handshakes with members of the constituted corps of the region. It was amidst jubilant singing and dancing by supporters of the CPDM that the Prime Minister proceeded to his lodging facility in readiness for Friday's event. The PM's journey to Kribi was marked by 4 different stops, during which jubilant supporters of the CPDM expressed their joy over his coming. The different stops were in Idea, Elok Batindi, Fifinda, and in Ebuye. Joseph Diongute is in Kribi to represent President Paul Biya at the inauguration of a new cement factory. The Simpor cement plant, which is currently operating in the industrial and port area of Kribi, is the 6th cement factory in Cameroon and has a production capacity of 1 metric ton per year. With the arrival of the Simpor cement factory in the landscape, the annual production of cement in Cameroon is expected to reach 8 metric tons, a quantity which has been judged enough to meet the country's demand. Kribi, Christian Cheatam, CRTV.
Within the framework of the protection and promotion of socially vulnerable persons in Cameroon, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene-Guinea, will preside over the ceremony for the signing of a memorandum of understanding between her ministry and CARE International this Friday at 10 a.m. at the Starland Hotel in Bastos, Yaoundé. The Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft, Ashir Baslikeng III, grants a press briefing today to inform public opinion on the holding of the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon, dubbed SIAC, to hold from the 22nd to the 31st of July in Yaoundé. The event will hold under the theme Digital Technology, a Tool for the Craft Industry Sustainable Development and Craft People Global Inclusion. The press briefing, which starts at 11 a.m., will hold at the National Museum. Meanwhile, the Bamenda Regional Handicraft Village has made available opportunities for youths in the Northwest region aspiring to acquire basic skills in pastry, hairdressing, and ICT this holiday period. Through a one-month holiday training program, participants, most of whom are primary and secondary school children, have expressed the wish to develop the trade from what they learn and contribute to the growth of the economy of the region. Details with Mary Ann Lantum.
Since I came here, we have learned peanut and I can shake very well.
It is a busy morning at the Bamenda Handicraft Village as Rema, a Form 2 student, and his peers are busy mixing flour, sugar, eggs, and other ingredients in order to obtain a final product, peanut. The 12-year-old says he's passionate about cookery and pastry and aspires to cook for himself in future.
I hope to continue doing this so in the future I'll be a great man or be able to cook for myself and do other things.
Moving away from the kitchen is a group of young girls at a table with makeup kits, each taking turns to apply the skills being taught step after step.
I make her makeup as a wedding guest. To do a makeup like this, it requires the preparing of the face, the drawing of the eyebrows, the put of the eyeshadow, the applying of the foundation, the put of the dust powder, and applying of the lipstick.
The journey, however, according to one of the instructors, has not been without challenges.
Most of the children, they have challenges in makeup in the aspect of not having the makeup products to perform the various duties, especially at home. Some of the products we have, they gave us here at the Handicraft Center.
So far, 35 pupils and students have registered in the holiday program at the Bamenda Regional Handicraft Village, and the coordinators are calling on parents to accompany these young learners morally and financially in order for them to realize their dreams. Maryam Lantum, CRTV News, Bamenda.
CRTV News. A European aid worker who was arrested 2 months ago in the Central African Republic over spying allegations has begun a hunger strike to protest the conditions of his detention. Martin Joseph Figuera, a consultant for an American non-governmental organization, was arrested in May, accused of being in communication with armed groups to plot a coup and jeopardizing national security. Following his arrest, the military was deployed to Zemio after more than 6 years of absence from the town. We end the news with our regular Friday morning news political commentary, which comes to the upsurge in road accidents, which remains a major preoccupation to the government, the most recent being the 2 deaths recorded at the supermarket in Boya in the southwest region, is a clear example of reckless driving. Albert Jembonde.
The demise of the former indomitable lion Landrin Gemo on the road is still fresh in every mind. In most fatal accidents, it's a breadwinner who is lost. Families plunged in desolation. It's a human resource the state is being deprived of, and the government whose prime responsibility is the well-being of its citizens immediately feels concerned. It becomes even more preoccupying when the figures keep rising, despite the visible efforts of the road safety teams of the Ministry of Transport and the sensitization and repression teams of the Gendarmerie. Statistics from the police and the Gendarmerie indicate that between the 1st of January and the 1st of July 2024, 3,413 cases of road accidents were registered, for 256 deaths and 254 wounded, with over 2,500 cases of material damage. The roads linking the cities of Douala and Yaoundé, Douala and Bafoussam, and Bafoussam and Yaoundé have been identified as the deadly triangle where these accidents mostly occur. Far from being solely a problem of bad roads, most of these accidents are caused by the incivility and irresponsibility of drivers. The sanction meted out by Transport Minister Jean-Ernest Masinangale Bibehe on 2 travel agencies comes as a reminder for all road users that if you drink, don't drive. Drive slowly, for it's better to be late than never.
Albert Njembonde. To end the news, once more the main points. A new cement factory will be inaugurated in Kribi South Region by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, today. Social Affairs Minister Pauline Irene Guinea will this morning in Yaoundé sign a memorandum of understanding between her ministry and the humanitarian organization CARE International on the protection and promotion of vulnerable persons in Cameroon. A European aid worker who was arrested 2 months ago in the Central African Republic over spying allegations has begun a hunger strike to protest the conditions of his detention. CRTV News.
Merci, Ngou Henry.